show your love right now for the one and only Wale.
Woo! Yeah.
What's up? What's good?
Hey, man, chillin', man. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I heard you blew birthday bash up.
Yeah, man, I just surprised y'all. That was an unexpected arrival. So I think, you know, 2 Chainz just gave me the best alley-oop of all time because he was late in the show. You did bad, and then the crowd went crazy.
All right.
And the ill thing with the hip-hop game being so competitive, for somebody to share stage time with a dude who is killing it just as hard as the other cat, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, how does that make you feel? Do you feel like, you know, like the camaraderie amongst your peers is real sincere sometimes?
Yeah, it's competitive, and it's like, you know, sincere, though. Like, I bumped into Drake, you know, at the backstage, and he was like, man, you know, that album about to drop, like, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it.
And you know what? I'm glad you're in the studio today because, all right, first and foremost, Gifted, the album is in stores.
In stores
dropped
right
yesterday.
Yep.
Yes. A lot of heat on here.
Yep.
A lot of heat was coming off of a story that broke last year.
Mm-hmm.
You and Drake hanging out at the bar. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, bottles were thrown, case in point. What is it about Rihanna
mm-hmm.
that sparks wars?
Oh, that wasn't me. That was another artist.
I know, but I'm saying, but like, you've met Rihanna. Uh-huh. Y'all have had some mm-hmm. interactions. Mm-hmm. What, you know, because like Erykah Badu has the same effect mm-hmm. on rap dudes too. You're like, you stare in her eyes. It's the Medusa effect.
Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, you're wearing yarn hats,
uh-huh.
pants made of twill. You've been around Rihanna. What is it about this woman that just, like, you know, just
I think she just embodies. She embodies, like, everything. Like, young women want to be, like, that free spirit, like, carefree, do what they want. It's an infectious kind of, like, way of life that she has. You know, a lot of people want to be in her space. She's just as popular as with the girls as she with the dudes, you know?
So with that being said then, Wale, what's one of the best lessons you've learned since being in the rap industry?
My thing is I just keep to myself, man. Like, I do good business and try to be very professional about things and keep to myself.
So, Wale, what's your guilty pleasure? Like, something that people don't know about, whether it's
strip clubs.
Strip clubs?
Yeah.
Really?
My guilty pleasure.
How often do you go to a strip club?
Too much. I think like I do like a lot of my like when I like a magazine wants to interview me and stuff, especially like when it's like a non-urban magazine. I like to take them to the strip club, like,
kind of get them out of their element.
Yeah.
Like, what is the most you think you've ever spent in a strip club on one night?
I'm ashamed to tell you.
So you make it rain?
Yeah, sometimes.
Oh, sometimes.
Sometimes.
In the thunderstorms.
I know it could be a problem if I go too much, but
like about how much?
Just too much.
When I go to the strip club, I make it re-rain. I pick the money up and throw it back in the air.
I told you you're gonna get beat
down. Save money.
But don't y'all think it would behoove these strip clubs, especially when rappers come in to have money, to offer tax exemption forms?
Yeah.
But when the rappers leave, like the same way when you go and donate clothes to the
like
Salvation
the
Army,
thinks.
You know, because you could write this stuff off
at the end. I don't think strippers want to be compared to the Salvation Army. I get what you're saying.
Dude, there's certain strip clubs in the city that we're in right now that is like the Salvation. These chicks are recycled.
Oh, man. The comments expressed by the Ricky Molly Morning Show, not necessarily those of Wale or his beliefs on strip clubs.
We got this new thing we do on the show called Fill in the Blank. I'm going to start the sentence off in this blank, but you fill it in. The best part of my life is... Come on, Wale.
That's a deep question. You gotta think about that one.
Cause that is deep.
To be able to make other people wealthy around me.
The thing I love most about being on the road is
the genuine love, not the fake love, the real love.
One thing I want people to know about me is
I love this music stuff. I hate the business.
I think it's funny when
I get put on the spot like this.
The one thing I have to have before I go on stage is.
Uh-oh.
Cannot be said on air.
My last meal would be...
some oxtail.
Bruh, on top of some rice?
Yeah, and some mac and cheese.
Damn.
You hungry now?
Bruh, I'll cook next time. You gotta cook you up something.
I need some oxtail in my life.
Bruh, they off the chain, man. All right, what turns me on about a woman is...
her appreciation of art, or whatever it is, whether it be visual
I or... I love your music.
And if I was not rapping or in the music, I would be doing
something in sports.
Like, you play sports?
Yeah.
What?
Virginia State and Robert Morris.
What position?
Running back.
What?
Yeah.
All right, Wale is in the studio. Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show, baby.